Governor Snyder joins us now from the road, traveling between campaign stops. Hello, Governor.
It's great to be with you, Zoe.
So between today and tomorrow, you're hitting six cities, kicking off your reelection. What are we going to hear from you on those stops?
Well, time to continue the reinvention of Michigan. We're the comeback state, but there's more work to be done. It's an honor to be governor, and I'd like to continue in that path because I think there's still more to be done on more and better jobs and a future for our kids.
So what issues in particular are you going to be focusing on?
Well, those are the two big topics. Again, we've made tremendous progress. We've added over 220,000 private sector jobs in the last 3 years, but there's still more opportunities there. And so a lot of it is working on areas such as skilled trade training, the whole career tech education area. We have a lot of companies that have openings, for example, for welders, for production people that run robotics equipment, and those jobs aren't being filled, and yet at the same time, we have very talented people looking for careers. So a lot of it is, let's do a better job of helping be the matchmaker to bring those parties together so there can be successful careers. And I think that's a great opportunity we've already started, but there's more to be done.
Governor, the issue of increasing the state and federal minimum wage has been making headlines. A group here in Michigan is looking to raise the hourly wage through a ballot initiative. Last fall, you said raising the minimum wage was not a significant issue for your administration. Why not?
Well, we're focused on helping well-paying jobs at all levels. So again, helping people find a position is critically important, and the goal should be to find better-paying jobs. And that's where I'm proud to say, if you look at the record in Michigan, we're number four in creating high-paying jobs over the last 2 or 3 years. We're number six in medium-paying jobs. And I'll give you an illustration, Zoe. One of the programs I'm proudest of is something called Community Ventures for the Structurally Unemployed. And so these are people that traditionally have had trouble even holding a job. And we've worked hard. We've placed over 1,000 people, 1,200 people in positions, and their average wage is $11.50 an hour. So that's something where, isn't it great that we were able to work on a program for the structurally unemployed? We were able to get them a pay scale well above what would be a minimum wage. That's a good success. Let's keep that up.
But if a minimum wage gets on the ballot, is that something you would campaign against?
Oh, well, I respect, you know, people going through the democratic process. So we've had ballot initiatives in the past, and the way I view it is people can have an opportunity to then vote on it. So my focus is, again, more and better jobs for everyone. How do we raise personal income levels? And again, we're showing great results. The job creation has been good. In terms of personal income in our state, we've tied for first in the Great Lakes states, and we're number seven in the country. So it's how do we help raise wage levels for people across the board so they can be successful and have upward mobility?
Sure, and you just mentioned some statistics, and the message of your campaign right now, at least for those who saw your Super Bowl ad last night, is comeback. But speaking of statistics, Mark Schauer, your likely opponent, has been talking about the fact that Michigan has the fourth highest unemployment rate. Politico recently rated the state 36th in overall strength. Is it fair to call it a comeback?
Oh, absolutely. Again, you have to go, we had the lost decade. In the last decade, in terms of we've dropped unemployment more than any other state, and that's something we should be proud of. And in fact, we're seeing the labor force increase again because people are beginning to have more confidence about finding work in Michigan. That's a good answer. So let's keep focused on creating more and better jobs. Let's keep on finding, you know, higher paying jobs and upward mobility for people.
You waited a bit to announce your reelection campaign. Was there ever a time that you weren't sure you were going to jump back in, run again?
Well, again, it's been an honor being governor, so I was highly confident during this entire process. But the Super Bowl is just a great time to launch. It worked well last time, and hopefully it's going to work well this time.
Governor Rick Snyder joining us from the road while he travels between campaign stops on this, the first day of his reelection campaign. Governor Snyder, thanks so much.
It was great to be with you. Have a great day.